As we've reported, Park City High School will be moving up a classification in high school sports, excluding football, at the beginning of the next school year. Park City has been competing in Region 11, which means the Miners travel to play teams in Tooele and Ogden. Park City High School's athletes and administrators welcome the challenge of moving to a higher division next year, with the understanding that travel time would be reduced significantly. The Utah High School Activities Association placed Park City in Region 5, which would not have improved the travel time. Athletic Director Jamie Sheet says they appealed the decision, asking to be placed in Region 6, located in the Salt Lake Valley.
Our appeal to move to Region 6 was still considered. There was much discussion on it. But when they got down to the nitty-gritty, they didn't feel comfortable with a 9-team region, even though we would have been fine with it because the travel's just so much better. So we didn't feel it was real fair to have those Region 5 schools to have to come all the way to Park City. That was kind of asking a lot. As this discussion was going on, Dave McKee, who is the principal at Spanish Fork, who represents Region 8, had asked if we would consider being in 8. And of course, Wasatch is in Region 8. And then those schools that are down in Utah Valley on the south end are part of 8. So we had a quick discussion between, you know, Mr. Arbabi and Mr. Fine, myself, and said, yeah, that would be fine.
The move means that Park City will be traveling south through Provo Canyon for all their region games.
Region 8, I think, was our next best alternative for us in terms of our kids, in terms of staying in class and class time. And we haven't really gone south since I've been here, and I don't think even before that did we spend a lot of time in a region that had those Utah Valley schools in it. You get your neighbor rival back in Wasatch, 16 miles away, is a nice trip for the schools instead of having to go 60 or more miles every single time.
Sheet says he thinks the renewed Wasatch Park City rivalry will be a positive thing.
Our plan is for it to be something positive. You know, every day it seems like the communities keep getting kind of blended closer and closer together with as much growth as is going on. So, and a lot of our kids know a lot of their kids down there. Some of the kids cross boundaries to go to schools. So some of our teachers live down there. The communities are right next to each other. It should be a positive thing.
The UHSAA also announced on Thursday that the state will change the way they seed state tournaments in baseball, basketball, football, lacrosse, soccer, softball, and volleyball. The new seeding format will use a formula that uses teams and their opponents' winning percentage as opposed to region championships. Sheets thinks that the change could one day lead to the elimination of traditional regions.
They're going to this RPI factor for the bigger team sports, so I think in this next alignment after this one, for the 21 to 23 alignment, I think the whole concept of the regions is going to be changed. I don't think it'll be so strict in terms of class being together, and we could be in a region that had South Summit, Wasatch, and Park City in it, even though we're in different classes. So it sounds like that's the direction that everything is headed.
That's Park City High School Athletic Director Jamie Sheets. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.